Welcome to After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud, available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or Pandora, or head on over to AmericaOutLoud.com, where you'll find tons of great articles and podcasts that are updated daily, countless hours of content over at AmericaOutLoud.com. You know, Rob, what I want to start off the show talking about tonight is what is going on over in the Ukraine with Russia. They feel emboldened and powerful with our current weak administration. You see that they've just recently made new deals with China. Our Vice President Kamala Harris and Blinken, they're all talking tough, but Russia does not seem to have any respect or any fear of what the United States administration will do. So, of course, they're going to just go in and take over Ukraine from what we see with very little resistance. It seems clear to me that China and Russia sense the weak leadership here in America. President Trump, as we talked about last night, was well respected. He had great foreign policy, had a lot of success keeping China and Russia at bay. He was even close to making a new trade deal with China before COVID-19 struck down upon us. I think that this is a direct result of Joe Biden and his administration's incompetence. Russia has seen what happened in Afghanistan. They know Biden is not going to send in any more troops or risk being embarrassed once again. So this is what we're seeing. They see the perfect timing for this invasion of Ukraine. Rob, what are your thoughts?
Oh, Andrew, you caught me off guard there. I was putting something in my mouth to eat. What are my thoughts? It was a great opening. I'm glad everyone could join us tonight. My thoughts on this whole thing, we aren't, but Russia and Ukraine, they're already at war. Despite what everyone is saying, despite the introduction of a war that was supposed to take place last Wednesday, they're already at war. Don't doubt what I'm saying here. They don't need machinery to go in. They don't need firebombs. It's a psychological warfare. And they can also attack them through the internet, a cyber attack. They're already at war. So Kamala Harris flying over to Germany to talk to the leaders, to talk to the Ukraine prime minister or president, whatever he wants to call himself, the comedian. It's beyond all that. They're at war. And while Biden and his team, Blinken, and the oligarchs who actually want a war, Lord Austin and Miley, for the industrial complex, you're looking at money, it's already begun. And the only thing I guess they need to do is just to move the tanks in and say, okay, we've seized the capital. That's it. And I was watching the news the other night and I was looking at Fox, always Fox, and this one reporter, Jennifer Griffin, she tries to come across as being this person who's not biased. She's just telling it like it is. But I did a little research on her. She is just as biased and just as liberal as the day is long. Now, she'll fool you and she'll have you to think that, you know, she's just reporting the facts and that's it. But there was an interview that was taking place. And there was the interviewers were asking her about the war. And they put a question to her about how did we get here? And that Biden was really weak after Afghanistan, so that emboldened Putin to go in to the country. And then she came back and she said, no, that's not it. She said it was Trump, President Trump, when he kept saying that we needed to get out of NATO. That's what emboldened Putin to go into Ukraine. And I'm looking. I'm like, well, if that's the case, why didn't he just go in when Trump was in office? And then she took it a step further. This is Jennifer Griffin. You guys should look her up. She took it a step further and she said, well, and not only that, because remember when Bush Jr. was in the office, Putin had threatened to go into Georgia and he went into there also. So this goes all the way back to the Republicans. Of course, but at that point, my mouth was on the floor. And I'm thinking, I always knew that there was something suspicious about her. Because she pulled the same stunt when she claimed that she had sources quoting Trump as saying that soldiers were captured. He was speaking ill of them, saying they were nobodies and whatnot. And she goes, oh, yeah, that did happen because of my sources. And I'm like, well, what sources do you have? Because those are serious charges. And this is when they were trying to get the army to turn, the soldiers to turn their backs on Trump. because they saw that so many soldiers supported him. So she had to weigh in on this. So for her to take it all the way back to Bush Jr. and say, oh, no, this started back then. And of course, Karl Rove came out and said, no, you got to remember, yes, Putin did go into Georgia, but we had a conversation with him. And when he saw that we were serious, he stopped. But see, she didn't put that out there. She wanted to leave that little nugget that Bush even kowtowed to Putin and that Trump started this with NATO. Well, look, I've got news for you, Miss Jennifer Griffin. I don't give 2 cents about NATO. What has NATO done for us? What has NATO done besides abuse our soldiers? Why are we sending more soldiers than any other country? Why is it that the United States has to be the peacekeeper? And I'm okay with that if that's what they want. But if we do that, you better give us some damn respect. Germany, we're protecting your country and you don't want to buy oil from us? Really? Oh, that's how you want to play the game? All these countries that we're defending, Great Britain, you would be speaking Germany and France, you would be speaking, not Germany, but German. And France, you would be speaking German also if it wasn't for us in World War II. So this is a thanks we get. And then when we have our own people, it's one thing to report the news, but to report it accurately, but to try to pretend as if though, well, I'm in the middle and I'm just saying it the way it is, when in actuality you aren't. Now, I'm sure a lot of people saw this and probably assumed and thought what she was saying was right. Because they didn't do like me. They didn't bother to go and do the research. But I've always had my fingertip on her reporting. And she confirmed it the other night when she came out and she didn't misspoke. She knew what she was saying, but she wanted to create that presence. Now I'm going to stop right now because I definitely want our guest, Sean G, to come in and weigh in on some of these things also. But I'm telling you, Andrew, I mean, war has already started, no matter what they're saying. It has started. And now you're going to have people like her that are going to accuse once again Trump for starting all this. All Joe Biden had to do was put the sanctions on Russia earlier on. But instead, he was going to reward him with a pipeline. And Germany, quiet as is kept. And that's one other thing before Sean jumps in. She also claims, Jennifer Griffin, she also claims that, oh, and Biden, he's put together this group of people, our allies, and they're supporting him, and they're this. Well, if they are, why are they so quiet? Why is it quiet as it's kept, Miss Jennifer? These people are unbelievable in the way they report the news. We have to be on to them, because I'm telling you, these are the same people that will allow China to come here and take over and will tell you, oh, there's nothing to see here. China isn't taking over. Although we're producing all of our things in China. Oh, China is helping us. China is our business partner. Give me a break. Go ahead, Sean.
Hello. Thanks, you guys, for having me. Hope everyone's doing well tonight. It's good to always chat, you know. If this Russian conflict were a Cypress Hill song, I would probably call it Insane in the Ukraine, right? So that's what's going on here. Right now between Russia and Ukraine. And it's really not much of a conflict because Ukraine doesn't have much they can do to Russia. And Russia and Vladimir can pretty much do what he wants as far as taking it over today, next week, next month, whenever he chooses to. You know, he has the cards stacked that much in his favor. Now, obviously, the difference now is we don't have Trump. We have Biden. And, you know, his international presence is not a worry to Putin or anybody else for that matter. So it really doesn't matter what Biden decides to do or say about this conflict. And for the, you know, for the sake of our troops, I would keep our troops away from this conflict to keep them out of harm's way. And my guess is that Russia, you know, if they want to take over Ukraine, it'll be pretty seamlessly because I don't think Ukraine has much of a fight up in them. Now, if I'm the media, our lovely mainstream media, as you mentioned, that our girl from Fox and others, they love to talk about Russia-Ukraine conflict, possible war, because, again, it distracts from other things that they don't want you to talk about, which, again, includes, like, the Durham report and all the bad things that are, you know, people like Hillary, again, surprise, right, has done bad, and Hillary's husband, surprise, and the Obamas and their spying, Spygate, whatever you want to call it, Okay, so the media will be happy to talk about Russia, Ukraine for the time being. Also, their COVID narrative is going away. Okay, we're getting down to, you know, whatever COVID, Omicron surge, whatever we're getting into. This is pretty much, yeah, I have the sniffles. I might have COVID today. I'll be okay by the morning, though. Give me some vitamin C. You know, so the narrative is going away. And, you know, thankfully, many of these vaccine mandates and mask mandates, and, you know, we're seeing the light at the end of the tunnel here, and even the mainstream media is kind of admitting it at this point. So on to the new narrative. Again, it is Russia, Ukraine. That can keep, they can keep that on, you know, the mainstream as long as they can. But I doubt we'll see much of anything as far as an actual conflict goes. It's just more posturing, I think, from all sides there.
You're right, Sean. That's exactly what's happening here. They're trying to distract us from what really matters, what's going on. John Duren's report, inflation, high gas prices. It's a deflection. It's the typical let's pivot. The more they report on what Hillary is doing, we get information about where they're going to go after Trump, and a judge decided on this. And here's something else I want all of our listeners to be aware of. Did you know that a majority of these judges that are saying they can sue Trump, proceed with this, proceed with that, a lot of them were appointed by Barack Obama or Bill Clinton? A lot of these judges. And it would lead me to believe that a lot of them are activists. Because if you're looking at the letter of the law, if you're going to apply the letter of the law, and a lot of these judges have a lot of discretion, a lot of these cases that are being presented to them, they should say, you know, I'm going to dismiss this without prejudice. I don't even want to touch this. We saw the same thing happen. I hate to go back there. During the 2020 election, you had judges that were making decisions that would sway the votes, sway the outcome of the election for the Democrats. And unfortunately, there were a few of the judges that were under the banner of conservative judges. Well, we knew who they were. They were swampers, never Trumpers. Yet and still, they're on the bench. But this whole thing with Ukraine, as Sean said, it's just a distraction. We have no interest there. I know a lot of people are saying, but they're a democracy. Yes, but as I said the other night, look at how their elected officials treat the opposition, the same way they're treating the opposition here in America. The exact same way. And that comedian, president, whoever he claims to be, you would think he would be at home keeping the home fires burning, knowing that his country is at war. But he's gallivanting to Germany. He's going here, going there. And what you bet, when it is a full throttle onset invasion of Ukraine, America will come in and give him a resting place. He'll probably end up in Great Britain, and then before long, he's in the United States. We don't want him here. This has nothing to do with us. If NATO wants to send troops, get Germany, get Great Britain, get other Western countries, but we don't have time for this. Go to Canada. Let Trudeau offer troops. Do they even have an army, Canada? I'm serious. Do they have an army?
Yes, they do. Apparently, they've participated in a lot of wars in the past, supporting Great Britain, America, and throughout. I'm not sure what the size of it currently is, but given they've only got around 35 million citizens in that huge country of theirs. So,
I wonder if their soldiers wear the regular army getup, the fatigues, or are they wearing tutus? Because I'm sure Trudeau would love them to wear pink tutus. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that, to each his own. But I find it interesting that whenever there is a conflict, it's always America, America, America. And you got these Democrats that are war hawks that wants to push us out there, all the while they're tearing down our military. How can we fight if we have no one to fight? How can we fight if our soldiers don't know if they're a male or a female? I'm just being honest here. I'm tired of skirting around the issues. I'm tired of trying to placate these woke individuals. We have to just speak truth to power, right? Plain and simple.
Yeah, and something I'm keeping an eye out. I'm hoping that Zelensky is so disappointed in what Joe Biden is doing for Ukraine. Maybe he will finally tell us the goods on Hunter Biden and why they were paying him so much money. I mean, I would sure like to know that.
Andrew, do you actually think the Democrats would let him live to see another day if he were to start squealing like a pig and wait a minute, guys, this is what actually happened? But that is something to think about. You know, will he decide to pop and say, wait, this is actually what happened? But then too, the media will dance right over it, because as Sean said, look at Durham. They're not even giving it lip service. I mean, I think that they, all of them combined, probably spent less than 15 minutes talking about Durham.
Not even that, even, is what I would say. Like, I think it's like 0.0 minutes.
And when they do, they're trying to dirty Durham. Initially, they were like, oh, Durham, he's a good guy. He's this, he's that. But then, oh, he's bad. And remember, I just remember the guy's name, the deputy attorney general, Rod Rosenstein. I mean, his lovely self. I wouldn't trust a guy's day as long. But he had come out and he had said that there was spying going on in so many words. But of course, the liberal media, they looked the other way. They spent a different story and people believed it. And I had cautioned everyone about this earlier on. I said that the longer Durham waits to get this out there, it will strengthen the arm of the left. Because when he does get it out there, they will have put out so many lies that nothing ever happened, that when the truth does come out, people won't want to believe it, or they're too busy doing something else. And lo and behold, look at what they've thrown at us. Ukraine. Maybe Biden is colluding with Russia so that we won't focus in on this. But it's a sad day as to where we are. The war has already started again. Don't be fooled. It has already started. A psychological war. They're moving all their 100,000 tanks around the country of Ukraine just to choke them. It's only a matter of time before they go in. I mean, like they were saying, what's the guy's name, Jake Sullivan? Well, they're going to go in on Wednesday at 2 p.m. Wednesday came and it left. And Jake Sullivan is the same guy who was spinning these lies about Russia collusion and saying that, oh, there's something that's going on. Why is it that we don't have an honest media to take this on? And I'm talking about Fox also. Why is it that we don't have someone? You got the Washington Examiner that writes a lot of good articles. You have us, After Dark with Rob and Andrew, and America Out Loud. But there need to be more of us having our voices heard and sticking to the script. Because if we don't, this will just move right on over. And I'm sure John Durham is doing an important job. He's being methodical. But by God, man, get off your duck and move it. I don't want Hillary Clinton to be dead by the time this is over. Maybe that's what he's waiting for. There are too many people that are involved in this. Comey, Peter Strzok, Andy McCabe, John Brennan, James Clapper, Hillary Clinton, and even Barack Obama. So this whole Ukraine thing is a complete diversion. They're trying to keep us from seeing what really matters. Inflation, our schools, the mask, as you said, Sean, maybe the COVID has gone away. No, it's still here. But they've looked at the numbers and said, oops, we better move away from that. Because it's going to be a bloodbath. And I hope to God it is a bloodbath, Sean, in November.
Yeah. I mean, they, you know, it's now looking at, of course, the midterm elections this year, 2022, and mask mandates and vaccine mandates don't look so good for our Democratic leaders. So they're pivoting away from those things. So the masks and the vax are, they're basically going away, and even in places like schools.
You know, something else I find interesting is how they're telling the Americans that are in Ukraine, you need to leave, but you can't come here unless you've been tested. Can you believe it? They have to be tested, but at the southern border, oh, they can just come on over. We don't care what germs, what diseases they have, what viruses they have. Oh, come on into the fold and have a sit down.
Right. Closing time. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
Yeah, you can't. It's ridiculous. Come here. You don't have to show an ID, but Americans, you better get your IDs out before you go into a restaurant.
IDs and vax cards, everybody.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Get that fourth booster.
Get the fourth booster. Don't wait, because if you don't, you can't participate in society. Whereas you have people coming across the border having been boosted. You have our American citizens whom Joe claims, we don't know who's in Ukraine. Well, what the hell is the Secretary of State doing when they're issuing the passports? We should know exactly where our citizens are. What is the purpose of having the passport? We should know this is when you left and this is when you came back. We should be that advanced.
We're going to boost Andrew tonight on the podcast. You know, we're going to give him his booster shot right here.
That's right. Bend over, boy. We're going to give you your booster. And you know, they would probably do it. They would love to do it. Can you imagine? They would. I'm surprised no one has decided to have a game show and say, hey, we're going to have a game show. And if you get boosted, if you can prove it, we're going to give you X amount of dollars. Because they were doing that at one point here at the schools, telling parents, if you get your child boosted, we'll give them $100. I'm like, are you serious? Give me your arm. We'll give you $100.
Only Krispy Kreme donuts.
Krispy Kreme donuts
and stuff, right?
Or we'll give you some coffee. Only in America. Meanwhile, Joe Biden, he's secluded behind closed doors, studying his lines for his March State of the Union address. And I'm sure that he wants to see. And that's another thing they're probably waiting to see. Well, let's try to get some good news out of this. That we can say, we got Putin to stand down. We stared at him. And that's something that Jennifer Griffin said also, that Putin is obviously listening to Biden because he knows that Biden isn't playing with him. Look, girlfriend, Putin has already spoke with China about this. Why do you think Putin went to the Olympics and stood before or with the Chinese president? Why do you think that happened? I mean, does not anyone see something was wrong with that? That those two leaders are standing together. Now, just imagine if Trump were the president and that had happened. Oh, they're making fun of Trump. They're showing Trump, we're not afraid of you. But Joe Biden, oh, they set up it was an embarrassment. It was showing that we don't care about you. We're not afraid of you. A sign of weakness, Jennifer Griffin. I hope someone plays this to her, send it to her, because I want her to be humiliated for her to say the things that she said. That Biden, he's put together a strong coalition and our NATO allies, and they're talking and they're being this and they're doing this to Putin and they're doing that. Okay, where are they, Jennifer? Where are they?
Yeah.
Right now, I see Kamala going across and she's cackling over there saying, well, we told him. I mean, seriously, can you believe it? She's going to Germany. Like, who is she?
Yeah, these liberal journalists would have to have some self-awareness to feel any shame or embarrassment. I mean, look at Chris Wallace. He called Joe Biden's inauguration speech the greatest speech he's ever heard. It's just like we already know how bad Joe Biden's State of the Union will be. The liberal media is going to try telling everyone that it was great, it was fantastic, and if you missed it, you got to check it out. But we all know it'll be a disaster. Biden will be stumbling over himself. He might be better than normal because I'm sure his handlers will have him hopped up on drugs or whatever it takes to get this guy to speak at a normal rate and be up that late at night.
Well, I have to admit, and I want to say that I'm embarrassed, but then too, I'm not embarrassed. I do look forward to his press conferences and I eagerly wait for him to stumble over his words and for them to come out and say that he has a speech impediment problem. I'm like, if you folks don't stop lying, that's not a speech impediment problem. He's senile. He has forgotten what he's supposed to say. There's nothing wrong with it. Just admit it. And Fox News, they won't call him out. They'll say, well, you know, he stumbled over his words. He has a speech impediment problem. Only the talk show host on the show will call it out. All the other so-called journalists, like Brett Baier, oh, he'll just, well, you know, the president, he does have a speech impediment problem. Well, if he has one, why is it only now coming up? Why is it that it never came up during the 8 years he was serving with Barack Obama? Never once did they mention it. But the moment he decided to run for president, and the moment they said, well, he's going to get this. Okay, now we've got to make him look good. That's when they started talking about his speech impediment problem. That man doesn't have a speech impediment problem. It's like, give me a freaking break. Come on here. Like, you guys going to stand there and lie to our faces? That is the reason why CNN is failing. And as I've said before, I hope they fall completely down. Okay, let me just say this. If you guys think that I am being hostile to the left, to the liberal media, let me just set the record straight. I am, but I'm speaking truth to power. Because of what they have done to this country, they have just destroyed our value system, our culture. They have pitted us against each other. They have just like wreaked havoc in our schools, in our neighborhoods. So I couldn't care less if any of them were to just fall flat and go, oh my God. I don't know if you guys watched, what is the show? It's not Big Brother, Survivor. But when it first came on, I've never been a fan of it, never watched it, don't care for it. I don't like reality TV. But when it first came on, apparently there was an episode. This might've been the first show ever that these two women got into it. And one of the women got kicked off the show or something. And she made a comment. And it was something along the lines of, she said, if I ever see you on the street and you're in need, I would walk away and look the other way. I would not help you. And that is the way, unfortunately, I feel about a lot of people on the left in the media, because they have a responsibility to speak the truth. People look for the media to keep our politicians, what is the word I'm looking for? To keep them honest, but they don't do it. Now, I know that's a tall order. And people say, well, why are we looking for them? They should just be honest. But they're the ones who have a large reach and they can see what's going on behind closed doors. So if any of them were to ever fall flat, I would look the other way and say, I'm sorry, you did it to yourself, because of what the damage they have brought up on our great country.
Yeah, well said, Rob. It's great discussion this first half. You guys are tuned in to After Dark with Rob and Andrew, available on America Out Loud via iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or download the America Out Loud app to keep track of all the great shows. We'll be back with more After Dark with Rob and Andrew with our special guest, Sean G.
It's time to rethink COVID disinfection. A study by Harvard, Drexel, and Virginia Tech concluded, we don't have a single documented case of COVID transmission through surfaces. The reality is that COVID spreads mainly through the air. Shared air is the problem, not shared surfaces. The solution is the Genesis Fogger, which uses natural HOCl to disinfect both air and surfaces simultaneously. It's perfect for home or business. NIH says HOCl may well be the disinfectant of choice for coronaviruses. There's nothing more natural or more effective. Genesis fogs at the precise particle size to combat COVID and other harmful pathogens. It's what's missing from your disinfecting protocol. Visit genesisfogger.com. America Out Loud listeners receive a 15% discount with promo code OUTLOUD at genesisfogger.com/outloud.
Dr. Vladimir Zelenko knows a thing or two about the immune system. He was nominated for a Nobel Prize for his early COVID-19 treatments, and now he's offering his Z-Stack supplements to our listeners at a discount. Just go to zstacklife.com/freedom. That's zstacklife.com/freedom.
The American Constitution is the most magnificent document on earth. We are America Out Loud. Join us as we celebrate the genius of our founding fathers. So you can listen in on our free apps on Apple, Android, or Alexa. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
And we're back with After Dark with Rob and Andrew and our guest, Sean G. And when we ended the first half of the show, we were talking about the war that Russia and Ukraine are currently in. So although they're saying that they're going to any moment now, any day, any hour, it's already started. Okay, so let's just put it to rest. It's already started. There are no casualties at the moment. Hopefully there won't be any, but the war has already started. Let's just move beyond that. Let's just establish that right now. So the second half of the show, we're going to just talk about current events, things that are taking place. We know that the Olympics recently ended in China. To this night, I still don't know why China got the Olympics for a fourth year. Well, actually, I know why, because of all the money and all the influence that they have with the IOC. But hey, you know, we're not supposed to say anything about it, I guess. But yeah, they awarded China, the biggest abuser of human rights, the biggest polluters. And we just learned the other day that China and Russia just worked out a deal that they're going to continue to use coal while the United States is trying to, well, we're going to go energy free. We're going to go electric, all electric. Well, good luck with that, United States. You're putting a lot of folks out of job and you're giving sending the jobs to China simply because AOC wants to go green. This all started, folks, years ago, probably two decades ago, when the people that are in power now were brainwashed, indoctrinated into this whole, the earth is going to die, the earth is going to burn up, and we're going to all die. We're not going to be here. AOC said that we'd be gone in 12 years. And from my count, I think we're into the 13th year and we're still here. She's certainly still here putting on crazy makeup on Instagram, but they want us to, you know, don't live in a little shack. Barack Obama is building a mansion in Hawaii. He already has a compound on Martha's Vineyard. He has another compound in DC. Now, he's not in Chicago. God forbid he goes to Chicago because there's too much violence in Chicago. But what he will do is go into a neighborhood and erect this huge presidential library. But he wouldn't step foot there because he's got to make certain he doesn't get killed because there's too many gang banging there. Go figure. So all these people saying, no, not for me, but definitely for thee. You got to obey the rules, but we're not going to. And like clockwork, we don't challenge them. We don't say anything. We just move right along. So the Olympics, a little controversy there, guys, with the skater. Well, there were two skaters, two controversial situations that took place with the skate. Well, no, actually three. We had one couple that decided to come out as being non-binary. You don't know if you're not supposed to know if they're a male or a female. However, when you're looking at them, Sean, you can tell, well, this is a male and this is a female. But I guess when you're looking, you're not supposed to say that. Okay, that's the first controversy. The second one is a Chinese American, born in America, her parents, I think, might have been from China, decided to go to the Olympics and switch teams. And she decided, oh, I'm going to compete for China. No, I don't know if she was brainwashed or the Chinese government said, well, she's really good, so she needs to compete for our country, or we're going to take the parents out. You never know with the Chinese, okay? So we got that situation. And then we have the situation with the Russian skater who apparently tested positive for illegal substance or drugs in her system. Now, a lot of people were trying to compare this to Shatara Richardson, but you got to remember, well, the first thing you got to remember is that this is Russia. Shatara's from America. Okay, Russia is looking at those laws and saying, screw you. America is looking at it and saying, we want to be virtuous. We want to be the most virtuous people out there. And the other thing you got to remember is that Shatara, she tested positive before the Olympics. The other gal tested positive during the Olympics. And what trumps it all, again, is that she is a Russian. And the Russians are doping and doing everything else. So if you think that they're going to abide by those standards, you can forget it because there is no way they're going to do it. What do you guys say?
Yeah, I mean, that was well said, Rob. I think if we go to the Olympics now, it's like, first of all, you know, why in the world are we having this in Beijing right now? After all the stuff that has just happened from China in the past couple of years, going back to COVID and whatever else you want to throw in there, that we're having it in Beijing, China, obviously is your first head scratcher, but maybe it's not that big of a head scratcher when you really think about the corruption anyway. And, you know, it's like, it's just something that I've had zero interest in even following. And, you know, we're getting, like you mentioned, the non-binary couple or whatever you want to call them or their gender. You've got, of course, more drug scandals, probably some doping scandals. You probably have, you know, the male-born person competing as a woman or something like that. I'm sure we have that thrown in there. And, you know, it's just something that I don't really need in my life right now, even though it's only 2 weeks every 4 years or so. Now, what's funny is I turned it on slightly the other day, and this is like ski jumping going on, and they were doing ski jumping somewhere in China, and there was like a power plant you could see in the background. And it's like, that's just weird.
I saw that.
First of all. That's just weird. First of all, it's like, what is in that power plant? Is it a nuclear plant? Or are there bodies in that plant somewhere? I wouldn't be surprised either way, you know? And I think if we go back a few years and to we had a Winter Olympics in America in recent memory, Utah, Salt Lake City, you know, and the guy behind that, or one of the main guys behind that, was none other than Mitt Romney. So, you know, if you want to think about the corruption of the Olympics, well, remember, we had Mitt Romney, one of the guys running our Olympics not that long ago in history in Salt Lake City. So if you want to go back in time and find the corruption there, well, that certainly would be part of that with the Romney clan. And it's one of those things where it's kind of sad. I mean, when I was a little kid, I used to love to watch the Olympics and loved rooting for the USA. And like anymore, it's like, well, maybe I'll root for somebody from the USA, but other people are like USA people that hate America. And so I have no interest in that either. So it's tricky to follow like which Americans I really am rooting for, you know? I mean, at least in the Summer Olympics, I know not to root for women's soccer in the US, you know, but the other athletes and sports do get tricky. You know, I mean, if it's women's soccer, I'm going to become a fan of whatever the other country is. But, you know, these Winter Olympics, it gets a little tricky. As you mentioned, that one girl who's like competing for China and was this American girl, and it's just kind of weird. But maybe she was threatened by China. They're like, hey, we're going to kill your whole family unless you play for China. So if that's the case, well, I guess I can understand that rationale. So yeah, but it's something that I've turned off, and except for that 2 minutes where I was watching the ski jumping outside of a power plant. So turn that right on and right back off.
It was interesting because a lot of people pointed out the fact that they were definitely having, for one, they had to, I think, create the snow, and it was right next to a power plant. My question is, was it next to the COVID plant? Maybe they had stored their COVID their little supply of COVID there, you know, so that, okay, we don't like this person, let's shoot him with COVID. You know, people will say, oh, that's crazy. You never know with these people. You never know. I mean, the fact that the Olympics were held there, the facts that we did not send a delegation, a U.S. delegation. Now, our athletes went, but we didn't send a U.S. delegation. And remember what Nancy Pelosi, Fancy Nancy, she slurred on the air and said, I want to tell all of our athletes that if you want to protest, to be careful, because the Chinese, they are ruthless, and we never know what they'll do. I'm thinking, are you serious, Nancy? We're the United States of America. And if China should lay one hand on any of our athletes, they will have to pay. But, you know, Joe Biden is in office, and he would probably look the other way. He probably wouldn't care if the Chinese came after our Americans. And neither would Apple or Bloomberg, who does a lot of business with them, or Nike. We are so wrapped up in China. And what the heck for? I mean, I don't get it. Why are we China's nursemate? It's like we're carrying their slop jar. This is the United States. I remember back in the 80s, I had the tape with Bill Clinton saying China is our partner. Barack Obama said it. Joe Biden even said it. And China is laughing at us. And the biggest laugh is when Putin went there and stood on the same stage with President Xi, or Z, or whatever, Xi, or Kai, or whatever he calls himself. That's embarrassing. Where was our president? Well, he was hiding in the basement somewhere, eating milk and cookies. Afraid, looking at Ukraine. Oh, beware of Ukraine, while the inflation was going up, trying to talk about Build Back Better, trying to divide us more with, I'm going to nominate a Black, an African-American Supreme Court justice, as opposed to just saying, I'm going to nominate the qualified person, the best qualified person. And then if she happens to be a Black woman, fine, whoop-de-doo, go ahead and do it. But he made the commitment when he was running in order to get the Black vote, in order to get the Black women vote. And guys, I mean, where are the Black men? I don't get it. Joe says nothing in favor of Black men. He doesn't even try to court their vote. It's all Black women, Black women. He's putting Black women here, Black women there, Black, Black, Black. There's nothing wrong with it. But where are the Black men? Isn't he going to try and appeal to those votes? Absolutely not. Because the Black men are alpha men. They're men like Trump. And in order to be a man on Biden's team, you have to be a beta boy, like Buttigieg, as some of the others. I mean, there's nothing wrong with Buttigieg, the former mayor of South Bend, who's done absolutely nothing other than come out to say, okay, I'm the first gay mayor of South Bend, Indiana. I was in the Army, and now I am the Secretary of Transportation, or Commerce, or whatever. But what has he done that was significant? We have a supply chain problem. Oh, and the other thing is that he and Kamala, they're having like a cat fight because she thinks that Biden might pick him to run on the ticket should he run again in 2024, although we know that he's not going to. But you know what? If he's alive, and I don't mean that in the worst, I don't mean that, you know, so don't, you know, if you want to write, I don't care, okay? If he's alive, hey, what the heck? Let's just be honest. The guy looks like he's at death's doorstep. He would try to run. Jill Biden would push him up there to run. Do not doubt me on this. She would do it. And why didn't they send her to the Olympics? Oh, we didn't send a delegation. Gosh, these people are so over the top and no one is calling them out because we don't have an honest media. But you know what we do have, Andrew and Sean? We have an honest, independent media. And we're going to call them out every chance we get. Tell me, Sean, what's going on with the All-Star game there?
Yeah, well, I'm in Cleveland area anyway. So they've got the NBA All-Star game is actually in town this weekend, which I think on the surface is good for community and for the business, you know, for local businesses. So I'm all for that. What I do think it's funny is the mayor of Cleveland, which is a brand new as of this January, is he, you know, they gave him an option, like you could extend the liquor licenses of local businesses to 4 a.m. in the city. And, you know, he said no to most of that. So we're talking an NBA All-Star weekend where these guys go all night and having to have liquor licenses stop at 2 a.m. instead of, say, 4 a.m. or later. That to me is not the greatest business move, especially, you know, when you're attracting NBA talent anyways. So that was a little bit of a head scratcher. But overall, it seems like it's going to be, you know, okay. And, you know, you have to incorporate enough of the woke culture. And, you know, they've also talked about LeBron. Of course, this is his homecoming back to Cleveland and, you know, all that fanfare. And, you know, whether he's in Cleveland or his home country now seems to be China from what we've what we've gathered anyways.
So. Oh, yeah.
But of course, you know, in front of the media and everything, everybody's playing it nice and as LeBron's homecoming and this and that. So, you know, everybody's putting on a good face and, you know, hopefully this is good for business for the city. And, you know, just remember that you're, you know, to make sure that you're woke enough to host this event. And it seems like they passed the woke test there. So it's not all bad anyway. But, you know, as we know, corporations like the NBA, well, it's, you know, gotten more and more woke and broke in recent years and continues to trend in that direction anyway. So I kind of miss the days of just watching good old basketball where we didn't really have a political message watching basketball, you know, so. But we do what we can.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, we all know the NBA is owned by China these days. But what is the opinion on LeBron there in Cleveland? We know he's from Ohio. He's bailed on the team twice. However, he did win a championship before he bailed on the team the last time. Did that earn him enough respect with the community that he's no longer hated, like after he left the first time? Or mixed feelings on LeBron there?
There's certainly mixed feelings because you know, it's really a case of separation between your political viewpoints and like your viewpoints just as a fan, you know, because I'm a fan who enjoyed that the first time was 2016 when they won, and you know, LeBron was, you know, one of the stars, of course, and you know, that was obviously just such a wonderful memory. However, unfortunately, that, you know, led to another LeBron exit and more drama. And, you know, there's some, you know, it's a political division where there's some that are like fine with LeBron, but probably because they're from the left. And there's some, you know, from our side of the perspective that like, hey, I really don't need to see any more LeBron in my life. And I guess that the latest report was that, you know, LeBron was thinking about coming back when his son is ready to play in the NBA, which apparently is not that long. Funny also, because you have another star named Kyrie Irving, who has kind of, I think, is more on the other side of the political spectrum. You know, he's the one that refused to get the vaccine. That, you know, he won the title for Cleveland with LeBron in 2016, but he's refused to get the vaccine, so he can't play for Brooklyn now in New York for home games. And he's also the one that has talking about, you know, the earth being flat. And while people can think what they want about flat earthers or anti-vaxxers, you know, he is certainly on the other political spectrum than, say, LeBron and the woke crowd. So that adds another element of interest there for sure.
Well, let me ask you this. Just when you were talking about, you know, the All-Star game being there and people coming and the liquor license and all that stuff, are you guys still required to wear your mask?
No, not in public places, but I mean, there's certain venues, for example, going to a concert, they may require you to wear the mask or the vax for that matter. For example, I work, you know, I've worked in schools and schools still have some sort of mask mandate. Now, luckily, that seems to be going by the wayside here, but they're not all the way done with the mask mandate. For example, riding a school bus in the state, you would have to wear your mask for the bus travel purposes or public transportation, you know, so it's going away, but probably not as quickly as some of us would like.
It's ridiculous. Speaking of basketball, did you guys see this loose cannon coach, I think, for Michigan? Juwan Howard, he just winds back and slaps the taste out of this coach from Wisconsin's mouth. Seems to be a pretty big story. You've never really seen the coach getting physical and attacking another coach. And then he escalated a fight with the kids on the sidelines, almost broke down into a really nasty situation. I don't know what this guy's deal is. It'll be hard to see if he has a job after this season, after that incident.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, it's interesting because the coach you mentioned, Juwan Howard, was a, you know, a famous player from Michigan back in the day, and he was on a famous team called the Fab Five. So he's beloved in Michigan, one of their own, and a pretty good coach in his own right. But, you know, you have to look at us, like, what example are you setting when your coach is the one throwing a punch? You know, what example are you setting your players where you're actually a coach willing to throw down against another coach? On one hand, maybe, you know, some people might feel that's refreshing in a sense, but like, I don't know with a college administration, especially a high profile, if you're a coach and you can survive that type of incident of your own doing, basically. Like, you just can't sit there and start swinging with your opposing coach, you know, not this day and age in 2022. Maybe something years ago, you might have been able to with like some of these, you know, legendary coaches, like, for example, Bobby Knight, if you've seen his stories. So I don't know that this is going to last as far as Juwan Howard in his career there at Michigan. I mean, we'll have to see how a liberal administration, of course, in Michigan will handle this and their coach who likes to throw punches anyway. So who knows?
Well, I'll say this, something that you just brought up, and I'm glad you mentioned Bobby Knight. As far as the left is concerned, look the other way. He was mm-hmm. probably justified in their eyes. He was probably justified. And if they do decide to come down hard on him, they will definitely mention Bobby Knight. Well, look at what Bobby Knight did. He did all this and he got away with it and yada, yada, yada. It's racism, racism, racism. Let him go. Don't bother him. That's exactly what we will hear. That it's all about racism, because if they didn't penalize Bobby Knight, and if they did, they didn't do it good enough, because he still had his career. But now they want to take a black man and they want to destroy the black man and they want to do this and they want to do that. I am so sick of the bullshit. I am sick of it. I'm serious. I'm really sick of it. I am so sick of the race card being played on situations like this. Well, if he were white, okay, if he were white, what? It doesn't matter what the color, the man shouldn't have done it. And if he knew that he wasn't white, all the more reason he shouldn't have done it if he felt that he wasn't going to be treated fairly. It's plain and simple. But I don't care what color, what gender, it shouldn't happen. And we've got to get beyond this whole thing with, well, he was this color and he was a gender. And if you were a woman, and folks, let's just stop it. Wrong is wrong and right is right. I don't care who's doing it. We got to stop all this BS. It is time we grow up. But how can we grow up when we have a resident in the White House? Now, I know some will go back and they'll say also, well, remember President Trump and some of the things he said? Okay, you know, some of the things he said, we didn't necessarily agree with it. We called him out on it. But you know what? He was effective. He got the job done. And we didn't have Putin threatening us and saying he's going to go into Ukraine. We didn't have little Rocket Man bombing South Korea. We didn't even have China saying we're going to go into Taiwan. I do believe China may very well go into Taiwan. Why wouldn't they? Why shouldn't they?
Why not? After they see our reaction to Russia taking over Ukraine, this might just be the start.
Absolutely. And look at how we failed in Afghanistan. 13 soldiers killed, and we ran out with our tails between our legs. Had people were literally, folks, gosh, I don't think people understand this. They were literally hanging on to an aircraft as it was taking off. People were falling off. And it's nothing to see here.
Yeah.
Just a regular day in Afghanistan.
Hopefully we can get him on again. But one of our guests, Fanu Malat, whose parents reside in Afghanistan, are still in hiding, scared of what the Taliban will do to them. And this was months and months ago, and he is still in fear for his family's life. I mean, Joe Biden and his administration and the way that they pulled out of Afghanistan made life a living hell for people that live in Afghanistan who are now under Taliban rule.
We embarrassed ourselves the way we left Afghanistan. So everything that's happening now for the past, how many years has Joe been in office? It's like 2 years. It's like bizarre world. And it's thanks to the liberal media, the propaganda arm of the Democrat Party, who are not calling out the craziness that we're experiencing. None of this stuff none of it makes any sense. You got crime, you got black people killing Asian people nonstop. You got black men that are out there pushing people on the subway. You got black men that are attacking women. I'm just calling it the way it is, okay? I've gotta be honest. When you make up 13% of the population, and of that 13%, you got a large swath of it that are miscreants, that are doing things that they should not be doing. And it's simply because they said defund the police under these liberal woke idiots. And we've got to just call it out. You got the white liberals who are probably racist. They're definitely racist. And they probably know that in their lifetime, they said or did some things that they should not have done. And now they want to compensate for it. So it's like, oh, let's let them do whatever they want to do. No, that is not the answer. That is not the answer. We had Madeline Brahm on the show the other day, and she said the exact same thing. You're hurting us. You're not helping us. You're hurting us. But all this has taken place because we're trying to get equity, and we're trying to make certain that everybody's, you know, what happened in the past, they're compensated for. So I guess that's the reason why the coach went crazy on the court. And if he's called out, if anyone says anything about it, you got to be careful, lest you be called a racist. You got to give me a freaking break. And then you got Colin Kaepernick. That's another knucklehead that I don't like. The reporter, Michelle Tafoya, I'm probably mispronouncing her name. She's now going on a speaking tour, calling out a lot of this craziness. Colin Kaepernick, who claims, well, I should be a quarterback. Well, maybe you should start your own team. You got enough money. Mm-hmm. Get Nike to buy a team. I mean, let's be honest. He has enough money, but he's going to call the NFL. It's like they're treating us like we're slaves. We got to stand out there, and they're looking at our bodies, and they're looking at this. Okay, whoop-de-doo. They want to see if you can play. It has been happening. Only now you've become woke and you realized it, but yet and still you want to be a star quarterback.
Yeah, and Canada's awfully progressive and they have a football league. Why hasn't he ever wanted to go play there? Is it just because they don't pay him enough money? Is he being selective in where he goes?
Oh, they're not
paying
him enough.
Too. Trudeau, oh, I mean, you know,
woke?
He played for
exactly.
Trudeau.
Hey, guys, I've got to ask you this. What is going on with Trudeau's hair? Is he like a metrosexual man? This guy.
If we want to call it metrosexual, yeah. I mean, whatever fashion style he's using, I mean, you know, it, hey, you do you, buddy. But it's like, man, it's really gone off, you know.
Yeah. Like,
and it's like, man, Canada, man, what a snowflake. It's just so snowflake infested up there, you know. No wonder it's colder, of course. But like, man, it's a rough place out there, you know.
I think their balls are hanging too close to their bodies to keep warm, because you know when you think of Canadian man, I'm thinking these like burly man with these flannel shirts on. They're strong with their axe and they're out there in the wilderness. And then you have Justin Trudeau with his mini hairstyles and his arched eyebrows. And yeah, right. Again, as you said, Sean, you do you, but I'm going to comment on it.
It's not a term that's used as much anymore, but when I see Trudeau, I think sissy.
Oh my God, we're going to get a lot of emails from this. But man, it really is hilarious. And this guy, I mean, I was watching his show the other day, and one of the members of parliament, who happens to be Jewish, he had come out and said that these people are Nazis, the truckers are Nazis, and they're white supremacists, and they're this, and they're that. And she comes out, and she says, wait a minute, I am the granddaughter of a Holocaust survivor and I'm Jewish and you should apologize. I want an apology. And you know what the guy did? He ran and left the hall. He left, did not want to apologize. To this day, he's yet to apologize. Whereas all the members of parliament are saying he should really apologize. And the United States, we're always meddling in other people's businesses, other countries saying, oh, you shouldn't say this and you shouldn't say that. Look at what we're doing to Putin. But they're not going to say anything to Justin Trudeau, really. Well, you know, maybe Biden wish he had Justin's style. Maybe he wish he had Justin's hair because, you know, Biden went and got plugs before the election to give himself a hair and refresher on his face and everything. I don't know. I mean, maybe that's who he desires to look like, Justin Trudeau, Mr. Metro Boy.
Yeah. Apparently, Trudeau thinks this is tough. I don't know if you know this, but in his early political career, this happened on a couple different occasions before the election. He would actually set up boxing matches with his opponent for charity. And these are actually videos of this on YouTube of Justin Trudeau boxing. So he thinks.
Are you serious?
I'm very serious. And apparently.
Could he box?
Yeah. No, but it looked like a lot of the guys he was boxing against were even weaker than he was. Looked like Trudeau's probably like 35. He's boxing like some guys in like their 60s in these videos. It looked like just a huge mismatch.
Wouldn't you like to see like a boxing match for charity, Trudeau versus Emmanuel Macron in France? How good would that be? You know, how metro would that boxing match be? You know,
I think the French guy Macron would probably take him. I think he might. I mean, because Justin is too. I mean, he and his hair. I think his hair. That's where his strength is, and he seems to be very particular about his hair. But I would like to see Trudeau and Putin in a match. Oh, even Trump and Putin. Yeah. Man, that would be great. Let me stop.
Yeah.
Right.
Putin knows that Russian Sambo. He is not to be messed with from what I hear, but we're coming up on the end of the show. Thank you all for joining us tonight on After Dark with Rob and Andrew. Thank you to our guest, Sean G, for joining us.
Thank you, guys.
Check us out on all the other shows over at AmericaOutloud.com, who's coming up on its 6th anniversary. You can also find America Out Loud on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcast, or wherever you download your podcast. We'll see you guys next time, and remember, stand for something or you will fall for nothing.